Welcome to the AgeTurners.com podcast, a podcast provided to help you be a part of the generation that ends this age. In this installment, Brother Tom Goetz reveals that God often disciplines us as a father disciplines his sons, so that we may learn certain lessons and partake of his holy nature.
Today's fellowship is a continuation of the last few weeks where we've been speaking about developing a normal, healthy, and proper fear of God. The young people today, in order to be healthy, urgently need such a proper fear of God. It's hard for us to know the Lord. It's hard for us to enjoy Him and pursue Him if this is not something that is within our being. You know, I've considered this over a long period of time, and I realized, you know, you can't really give a message on the fear of God. You can't really teach people to fear God. You have to kind of infuse them. And that means that you yourself, which means me, I need to have such a healthy fear of God in order to impart such a fear into others. And in these podcasts, it is certainly my real desire that through this kind of fellowship, I can convey to you some leading and some lessons that we can learn so that we can be normal in this regard. As we've said before, in the age today, there's no fear of God. It seems like people can do whatever they please, almost whatever they want, and there's no consequence to them. They don't fear God, they don't fear man, they don't fear the police, they don't fear anything. Yet, the Bible clearly tells us that God is real and that He will come. He will come to judge. He will come to settle accounts with all kinds of people. And there is a day coming when everyone will believe that there is such a thing as God. Today they may scoff at this. Today they may mock this. But the day is coming when everyone will believe that there is a God. But for us who are believers, especially young believers, there's a certain thing that we should learn. And we need to know this early in our Christian life. And that is that as children of God, sons of God, real children of our dear Father, we will be subject to His discipline. So today's fellowship is entitled The Discipline of God. And we take this fellowship mainly from Hebrews chapter 12, verses 5 through 11. I'm going to read these verses to you. You can follow along. Verse 5 says, "And you have completely forgotten the exhortation which reasons with you as with sons. My son, do not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord, nor faint when reproved by Him." You see, there's two kinds of reactions that we can have when God's disciplining hand comes upon us. On one side, we can treat it lightly. We can joke about it. We can kind of make fun. On the other side, we could be so discouraged that we would faint. We would give up our Christian life. So the verse goes on to verse 6. "For whom the Lord loves, He disciplines, and He scourges every son whom He receives." Now you need to understand something here. When the Bible tells us whom the Lord loves, He disciplines, this means that as sons, just like in our earthly family, our fathers disciplined us to train us, and it was for the purpose of educating us. Our Father God is the same. There's many, many lessons that He would like to teach us, His dear sons. He wants us to be the same as His beloved Son, the Lord Jesus. And in order for us to become the reproduction of the Lord Jesus, there's many lessons that we have to learn and many things that we have to pass through. So this is not chastisement as a kind of punishment, but it is discipline for training and for perfecting. This should be our attitude, and we should also realize that this is a sign of His love for us. It is really a real mark of His love that He would not let us go, that He would not allow us to grow wildly, to behave improperly, to become careless. He deals with us as sons. And every son whom He receives, he scourges, He disciplines them. Verse 7 says, "For it is for discipline that you endure. It's for your training and perfecting that you pass through this. It goes on, God deals with you as with sons. For what son is there whom the father does not discipline? But if you are without discipline, of which all sons have become partakers, then you are illegitimate and not sons, if the father does not deal with you as a son with discipline. Then that is a sign that you must not be a son. You must be illegitimate. You must be a false one. Verse 9 goes on, furthermore, we've had the fathers of our flesh, this is like our dads, as discipliners, and we respected them. Shall we not much more be in subjection to the Father of spirits and live? We need to respect the discipline of our Father. For they, that's our fleshly fathers, disciplined us for a few days as it seemed good to them, but he, for what is profitable, that we might partake of his holiness. This verse tells us that he disciplines us for a profit. He doesn't discipline us for the sake of disciplining, for the sake of hurting us or punishing us. Every time he touches us, it's for a profit. It's so that we could learn something, we could gain something, and even that we could be partakers of his holiness. This is his nature. His nature needs to be wrought into us and worked into us, and it is through discipline that we become these kind of partakers. Verse 11, now no discipline at the present time seems to be a matter of joy, but of grief. But afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been exercised by it. Okay, this verse tells us that we need to be quite exercised when we see ourselves under some discipline, under some disciplining hand of the Lord, and that it yields fruit. This means it's something very much related to life, and it bears fruit of righteousness. You know, in our Christian life as young people, often we are careless. We're loose. We're loose in how we speak. We're loose in how we behave. Sometimes we're loose in how we spend money, how we eat, how we clothe ourselves. We don't really live the Lord. We kind of live ourselves. We're so free to express our own opinions, to joke around, to treat spiritual things lightly, and often we find ourselves very much offending the Lord. Yet, we're completely unaware of this. And then the Lord allows some kind of thing to come to our life. It may be something that touches our health. Maybe we become sick. Or maybe we're in a car accident, or maybe we lose our job. Something happens. Something comes along. Our wallet is stolen. We fail the test. It could be an assortment of things, any kind of thing. And when these things come to us, we have to realize that God is dealing with us as with sons. These things are to get our attention, to cause us to stop and open ourselves up to him, to fellowship with him, to see what he really would like us to learn. And so this is why it says we should not regard lightly the discipline of the Lord or faint when we're reproved by him. Don't treat it lightly, because another lesson may come, another situation may need to come later on that becomes more severe because we didn't learn the lesson the first time. In Isaiah, in chapter 26, verses 8 and 9, we have two very precious verses that tell us, indeed, in the path of your judgments, O Jehovah, we have waited for you. Your name, that is your memorial, is the desire of our soul. Here is a person who fully understands that when we are being disciplined by the Lord, we need to wait for him. It says, in the paths of your judgments. That means while we're going along on our pathway, the Lord will allow things to happen. And that becomes the path of your judgments. At that point, we quiet our whole being down and we open ourselves to the Lord. We go to him with a repenting heart and a turning heart. And we open to him and we wait on him. We say, Lord, shine on me. I open myself up to you. I don't like to be the same. I just repent to you and turn to you. What would you say to me? What lesson would you have for me? There's a wonderful footnote in Isaiah 26, verse 8, on the word path. It says, while the Lord is chastening us, we should wait for him in the path of his judging in order to learn the lesson that he would give us. God's judgments always teach us lessons in righteousness. This matches Hebrews 12, where it tells us that it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness. You see, this is where we're going. God likes to have us in righteousness. The bride who's prepared and adorned for her husband, the bride of Christ in Revelation chapter 19, is clothed with the righteousnesses of the saints. These are through lesson after lesson, we learn so much. So verse 9 from chapter 26 goes on, my soul desires you in the night. Indeed, my spirit within me seeks you at the dawn. For when your judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world learn righteousness. Well, that's all for today. Please visit our website at pageturners.com. Or if you'd like to respond to this podcast, please email us at feedback@ageturners.com. Don't forget, we are the generation that will end this age. For ageturners.com, this is Brother Tom Getz.